This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Ready to beat Migs. I know that Matthew from Edmonds is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Matthew. He is in the house, so Steve, that means that you got to get out of here.
See ya.
Hey, Jared?
Yes?
By the way, you guys do have a bad echo.
Right now, it's still a bad echo?
Yeah, let me see if it goes away with my speaker off.
Hopefully that does the trick.
What's going on with his finger?
He was saying that he's got an echo still, Steve.
Oh, come on.
Come on now. Well, for those playing along at home.
Mushrooms. Beat Migs on shrooms.
Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many quarters are in $2?
Four. Oh,
no.
$2.08.
Yes. On Spotify, what's the most streamed Queen song?
Spotify, most streamed song.
Queen song.
I don't know. Pass.
How many hits does it take to sink a submarine in the game Battleship?
3.
Yes. Which U.S. city is home to Mile High Stadium?
Mile High, Denver.
Correct. Which side of a ship is starboard?
Starboard is right.
Yes. Which colorfully named sea lies between China and the Korean Peninsula?
Something about China and Peninsula.
What is the name of the sea between them? A colorful name.
Colorful name. Pass.
What does the F in John F. Kennedy stand for?
Which one?
John F. Kennedy. What does the F stand for?
F. Fitzgerald.
Yes. What female pop singer is discussed at the beginning of Reservoir Dogs? What is the name of the supercontinent that existed on Earth millions of years ago?
The continent Africa?
No.
Asia. Australia.
No. You know what? You got 5 correct. Despite the echo bumming you out, you got a split right down the middle.
Something about the middle. It's hard to understand you guys.
Oh, no. Well, we'll have to get our phone doctors back in here and see if we can figure this out.
So it's still an issue.
Still an issue.
What a weird day.
But Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many quarters are in $2?
8.
Yes. On Spotify, what is the most streamed Queen song?
Bohemian Rhapsody?
It is.
Okay.
How many hits does it take to sink a submarine in the game Battleship?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
3?
Yes. What U.S. city is home to Mile High Stadium?
That would be Denver.
Correct. Which side of a ship is starboard?
I'm sorry, there's a weird echo. I couldn't understand the question. Which side? The back?
No.
The front?
No.
The left?
No.
Damn
which
it.
Colorfully named sea lies between China and the Korean Peninsula?
The Red Sea?
No.
The Caspian Sea?
No.
The Alizarin Crimson Sea?
No. What does the F in John F. Kennedy stand for?
F word I like to say about these calls. The phones. Fitzgerald.
Yes. What female pop singer is discussed at the beginning of Reservoir Dogs?
Madonna.
Yes. What is the name of the supercontinent that existed on Earth millions of years ago?
Atlantis.
No.
I don't know. Venus.
No.
Aquarius.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct. And guess what? That is a pretty good score, but it's a tie.
Oh, come on.
5-5. Even with an echo, you could not beat Matthew.
Good game, Meg.
Good game, Matthew.
Take care, Matthew.
Hey, if you want to check out our new shirt in the Rock Shop, it is a very cool I Beat Mig shirt. It's got a microphone. It's got headphones. It's got Steve on it looking like a Dogman character.
My best light, yeah.
It's pretty sweet, and you can pick one up, whether you beat Migs or not, at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
you watched the new Mission Impossible movie over the weekend, we would love for you to call now. 206-803-ROCK. If you saw the new Mission Impossible movie, we have a simple question that we would like to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Guns N' Roses. Disney put out a live-action version of Lilo and Stitch over the weekend, and it shattered records.
Insane.
$183 million in its domestic debut, making it the biggest Memorial Day weekend opener ever, surpassing Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, dude, Tatum wants to go. She's never seen any Lilo and Stitch, but she has like a Lilo and Stitch pajamas and a stuffed animal of Stitch, I think it is. I don't know. So she's all about it. And we were at the Tacoma waterfront where there's a movie theater.
Oh, awesome.
And she was peeking through the window of the movie theater and saw that they had like Lilo and Stitch themed popcorn buckets and other like souvenirs that you could get. So part of me thinks we're going to end up adding to the box office total in the near future.
Well, another movie that was out over the weekend, Steve, was Tom Cruise coming back as Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, the eighth movie in the series.
Our lives are the sum of our choices. This is your calling. Your destiny. I have no regrets. Neither should you. I need you to trust me one last time.
One last time. Supposedly, this is the last one that Tom Cruise is doing until they give him more money.
Well, this was a franchise best, $77.5 million. The largest Memorial Day box office weekend in history is what we just had over the weekend. So
one
this
last time.
No, there's going to be many more times, Tom. Sorry, you're making too much money off of this franchise.
This leads us to want to ask a simple question.
Last time.
We will start with Andy in Puyallup. Andy, Mission Impossible, how was it for you?
It was hands down the best experience.
Okay, I keep hearing that if like you're a fan of like crazy stunts and action scenes, that this is the like the pinnacle of all of them.
Yes, so I am a diehard Mission Impossible fan. I watched everyone in the last few months leading up to this, but it was intense from opening to begin or opening to end. It was a little long. It was a little long for my mom, but
did mom have to go
so
pee?
Intense, worth the wait.
Andy, question for you. I think I've only seen the first two. How many Mission Impossible movies are there?
This is eight.
Eight?
Well, there's one, two, three, Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation, Fallout, Dead Reckoning, and then this one. Yeah.
Eight of the Tom Cruise ones.
Yes.
Yeah, because obviously there were ones before him. But, I mean, dude, I'm with you, man. Anytime they come out, I'm all about wanting to see Tom Cruise do these action films.
Heck, yeah. Right. I'll never stop going. If he makes more, I will. But he said he wants Glenn Powell to take over the franchise.
Oh, interesting.
Would you be cool with that?
Oh, we lost Andy.
Oh, okay.
206-803-ROCK. It's our simple question that we want to ask of Drew in Lacey. Drew, Mission Impossible, what did you think of it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay,
you know, I've seen all of them before, and this one was action-packed from beginning to end, and it tied in all the stories pretty well.
I have a question because I've noticed a few of the reviews, and a lot of people are bringing up, including like publications and then even fans of the film franchise. They're all talking, not all, but a lot of people are talking about how there's a chase through Rome that people felt went on way too long.
You know, I don't really care about all that stuff. I just want to be entertained when I go to the movies. And I was definitely entertained for a long time.
Nice. Very, very cool to hear.
I might have to put it on my list of things to do.
Let's go after the show.
You and me, field trip?
Let's go.
I'm in.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus?
One last time.
Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Sasanta, and that is Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle all together at White River Amphitheater on June 7th, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Sasanta, which is Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle at White River Amphitheater on June 7th.
Are you going?
Oh, I'm going.
I figured this is like three of your favorite things.
I am very excited. And I think Tina from Tacoma is as well. Tina!
Yes.
So, how's the phones? Are they echoing?
Why am I echoing?
Oh, great. This is going to make... So for those that are just tuning in, all morning long, we've been wondering why our caller's been on like a weird delay or like just answering things in a very slow and strange way. Turns out there's a strange echo that's going on through the phone. We've tried multiple different things. Ryan's tried to help. Our production director's tried to help. And we can't figure out what's going on.
So we'll hopefully
get it... Which will make this even harder because you have to listen to 1 second of a song.
Tina, we're going to get through it together, all right? I'm going to give you good hints. Since Danny is out, it's going to be you and I playing together.
Okay. I'm done. Okay, there.
All right. Are we good to go?
Cool.
All right, here's the first song. You have to tell us what song it is. Are you ready?
It's still echoing.
Oh.
So maybe it's up to just Taryn to get both right.
Tina, if I get both of these right, you win the tickets. Does that sound fair?
Okay.
All right, let's do it, Steve.
No pressure, Taryn.
Oh, God.
Here we go, T-Dog.
Winona's gonna steal.
Ooh! That would be Winona's Big Brown Beaver by Primus.
Winona's gonna steal. Big Brown Beaver, and she shows him off to all her friends. One day you know that beaver tried to leave her, so she gave him up a cyclone fence. Along came Lou with the old bad boys and her aunt.
I'm so excited.
Is this about Winona Ryder?
Yes!
Okay, yeah. Oh, here's the best part, though. All right, we're good. Okay, so you got the first one right.
One down.
All right, Tina. Now, Taryn's got to try and get the second one right, and you will win these tickets. Are you ready, T-Dog?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
That would be Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses. We did it.
Thank you.
That might have been the easiest game ever for Tina to play. She didn't have to do anything and just had to let you sweat.
She just had to show up. Tina, congratulations. You're going to be at Sasanta. I will also be there. Pussifer, Primus, A Perfect Circle next weekend.
Awesome.
Well, hopefully by tomorrow, we get our phones fixed.
That would be a great goal. Somebody please help us because we are very much not good with technology. If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, please give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Hell, based on an earlier news story that we were talking about down in Burien, Migs wanted to know, did you ever have a car crash into your house?
I am so fascinated by this story.
206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Van Halen. Morning. We have received great calls and texts from you, but we just have not had the time to get to everyone yet. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. Our number is 206-803-ROCK. Now, Steve, your prayers have been answered.
What's that?
We do have someone on hold who crashed a car into a home based on a news story that happened down in Burien. We're going to talk with them in just a moment.
All right.
But first, we're going to circle back to when we were talking about the movies that made us cry when we were kids. And Old Man Kenny has one for us. Old Man Kenny, what was that movie for you?
I'll give you the movie real quick. And I actually got a car wreck story, too. But first of all, I want to thank you guys for allowing us listeners to be part of the KSW family.
Oh, man. It wouldn't be a family without you guys.
I first tuned in 74. I was 14 when you guys were KISW-FM 100. You know, that's 51 years, and I thank you guys.
Damn, you've seen everything. Then you've seen it and heard all the changes.
All of it. All the greats, man. Just amazing. Amazing station.
Well, we love you, Kenny.
Tell us about the movie that made you cry.
Okay, in 65, I was 5, and The Wizard of Oz came on. And then flying monkeys scared the hell out of me. I ran to my room crying like a schoolgirl.
Those monkeys were one of the most terrifying movie characters ever.
And do you feel
it scared the heck out of me.
I feel like when you're a kid, that movie was there was so many terrifying moments, even like the witch with the water. But then when you watch it as an adult, I'm like, I can't believe that this freaked me out. This is so bad.
And then the car wreck story.
Yeah.
So I was 21. My next door neighbor, 18, more like my little brother. He had met this Native American dude, and that dude thought it would be great to do a burnout in his 65 Galaxy 500 from the backyard through the side to the front. He hit the whole side of the house.
Ooh.
He hit the whole side of the house. Steve, I know you're out there. Lean, I know you're listening.
Oh, you're calling him out. I love it.
That sounds like a very expensive accident.
Out, man.
At first, I was like, I didn't do it. Why are you saying Steve? So for those that don't know, what happened in Burien, and it happened yesterday afternoon, where a drunk driver, some driver lost control, not only went through one house, but went through two houses. Thankfully, nobody was injured. Mm. In fact, I don't think anybody were in the homes at the time. And here's one of the witnesses talking about what they saw.
You see a car that has evidently launched itself at a high speed. It went through this house, completely through it, and then into the house next to it. Just unbelievable. I don't know how it happened. All of a sudden, I hear this sound. It sounds like an explosion. I mean, truly a bomb. It's a miracle that anyone came out of it okay.
And that's from a King 5 News report, and I agree. It is insane that nobody was hurt in this situation. Thank goodness.
So Justin from Ferndale wants to tell a little story about a car crashing into a house. Justin, what happened?
So definitely not as crazy as the Burien story, but I was at my house and playing space. My dad calls up me from upstairs saying we got some company coming over and asked if I could move the minivan. I was like, oh yeah, sure. I had my learner's permit, drove me up a bit. So I hop on in, start it up, look behind me, step on the gas, pull it out, and I put it in drive and slam straight into the garage door, causing a few of the panels to buckle in. And probably a couple $100 worth the damage there. And then had to pull the car into the spot that I was supposed to put it in. That way, at least I won't get trouble for one thing. And then I told my parents.
How did they react to it? Did you get punished or did they handle it? Because I don't know how I would handle it if Tatum drove. I mean, great, I have a few years to worry about that. But if she even drove a scooter through a garage, I probably wouldn't be too pleased.
Oh, let's see here. My dad didn't want to talk to me for a bit. My mom definitely got the better words in of encouragement of check before you do stupid stuff. And Oh, and then as far as movies go, the Fox and the Hound destroyed me.
Oh, we attempted to watch that, Justin, and I had to turn it off. I'm like, I'm not putting myself or my kid through this.
Was that a Disney movie as well?
Yes,
it is. And the part that will get you every single time, Steve, is literally they're on a nice little car drive going like to like the woods, and then she just like takes the fox, puts it in the middle of the road, and then books it the other way.
What the hell? Like, who at Disney is like, how do we make the kids cry and traumatize them when it comes to just animals dying?
Like, I think we're all over it now. Like, we would just like joy and happiness in our movies, please, Disney.
Somebody did text in at 206-803-ROCK. We were buying a house in Burien about 15 years ago. The day before we were going to sign it, I guess all the paperwork, somebody went through our house in a car. There was a fatality and the girl was getting kidnapped with her son.
Oh my gosh.
That is just bonkers.
What is going on down in Burien?
Stay away from Burien, kids.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have talked about how my son is a martial artist.
Yes, Taekwondo.
And I couldn't be happier that he's doing this after hearing a crazy story where martial arts actually saved a teen. We're going to tell you what happened at 9:50. There's a 13-year-old girl from California who beat up a grown man.
Let's go.
That attempted to attack her. She was apparently walking home from school. This guy popped out from between two cars and tried to punch her.
Sheesh.
But Little did he know that she has been training in jiu-jitsu for 3 years. So her sensei, Michael Blackburn, was talking about her escape.
Halfway home, a gentleman was standing in between two cars and he stepped out to punch her in the face. She punched him. She wrapped it, got him in a headlock, kneed him a couple of times, spun him around, threw him on the ground. And she had stepped on his foot doing all this. And when she threw him to the ground, she broke his ankle.
What?
I told her we were proud of her. And she did exactly what she was supposed to do.
First of all, the sensei just sounds like a wise old sensei. That
so
voice,
proud.
Just based on that voice, just seems like something out of a movie. But so she broke the ankle and beat his ass.
Yes, and apparently they have not found the suspect. So,
well, look for a guy limping with like a black eye. Imagine
that's the guy.
So you got Barrett learning Taekwondo.
Oh yeah.
Do you think if he had to, could he kick somebody's ass? Or
oh
is he still
no,
not that.
Not at all.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is an award show that just returned after taking a 2-year break, but I don't think we had any idea that it was gone at all.
There's news to me.
You'll find out about this during the Daily Mix download after Tool.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us, and he brought a special delivery today of smoked salmon dip.
I did. I made a bunch of smoked salmon dip, and I had to get it out of the house because I've been eating it all week.
I'm going to try it.
I saw a bowl in the kitchen and some crackers. I'm like, I have no idea what's inside of this dip. That answers my question.
Yeah. So you didn't try it yet?
Oh, I ate the whole thing. No, I didn't.
I didn't know if you were going to cheat on your plant-based diet and give it a whirl.
Anything in there you can eat besides chives and dill?
Oh, you love me. You know, I love me some chives and dill.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a lot of dairy and a lot of fish.
Yes, totally.
Hey, the DMD is not brought to you by dairy and fish, but it's brought to you by a man who loves the fish. That's Patrick Palace and Palace Law.
I probably caught that fish with Patrick.
Oh, I should try it then.
For sure.
So did you know that the American Music Awards was not happening last year? They took a 2-year hiatus, but it came back. It's the biggest fan-voted award show in the world, as
I've
they like
been
to
wondering.
Say.
What was the reason for the hiatus?
No one cares.
Syphilis. I have no idea. Yeah, I'm not sure. But Billie Eilish was the big winner when all 7 categories in which she was nominated, including Artist of the Year. But I found the rock artist. I want to see if you can figure out which artist actually won the award.
Okay.
All right. So for favorite rock artist, do you think it was Hozier, Linkin Park, Pearl Jam, 21 Pilots, or Zach Bryan? Why is
Zach Bryan?
He's a country artist.
I'm going to say he's the one that won.
No, but...
Or is Hozier?
No, 21 Pilots.
Okay.
Huh. I don't know why Pearl Jam or Linkin Park.
Boo.
All right, how about this one? Favorite rock album? Hozier's record, Co-Wetzel.
Also kind of more country.
I thought so.
It's a little bit of a crossover, but sure. I would put in more in country.
I am familiar.
Are you familiar with the Marías?
Of course.
Okay. 21 Pilots and then Zach Bryan. Are there any rock artists being nominated for Best Rock Album? What do you think?
Hozier.
The Marías.
Nope, 21 Pilots once again.
Wow.
All right, and this one is not 21 Pilots, but favorite rock song. Do you think it's Green Day's Dilemma, Hozier's Too Sweet, Linkin Park's The Emptiness Machine, Miles Smith with Stargazing, and Zach Bryan with Pink Skies?
I'm going to stick with Hozier.
I hope it's Green Day.
Both of you are wrong. It's Linkin Park.
Oh, finally. Yeah.
Thank you. At least a song that deserves to win an award.
That is so wild.
I have no faith.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Molly Moon's Homemade Ice Cream is opening a new place at 199 and Alaskan Way on the waterfront right down the street
from
here.
Yeah.
It's the 10th Western Washington location and the 7th in Seattle.
And now their pints are in stores.
Are they?
Yeah, I think I saw them at either Tacoma Boys or Trader Joe's. I can't remember. Tacoma Boys.
Okay, that's very exciting.
Yes.
So it's a good time to be an ice cream person.
There's a guy in the UK that was just fired because he did one of his virtual work calls, like one of those Zoom calls, and the problem was he wasn't wearing any pants.
Uh-oh.
I've done that like a zillion times.
But here's the problem. He wasn't wearing underwear, and when he decided to close his laptop screen, I guess he stood up.
Oh.
And he unintentionally flashed his
trig and berries. I have at least had something on. It may not have been full pants, but I've been wearing at least something.
So even though it wasn't intentional, he still showed his coworkers what he's working with, and, well, he's no longer working with them.
Oh, that is mortifying. Especially, like, what if he was in the basement and it's cold down there or something? Yeah. You know?
Or he was just in the pool.
Or his poor computer chair.
Hey, the Mariners are at home. They're taking on the Washington Nationals. That's happening over at T-Mobile Park. Hopefully they can make up for this awful, awful weekend where they only won one of the four games against the Houston Astros. Still in first place, but only a game and a half back is Houston. So you better start winning, Mariners.
Go, M's.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 71 degrees. It's going to be a nice day. A little cloudy as well. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.